Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got to take another photo of these hot air balloons here. I snapped one real fast, but man, now there's like a dozen of them up in the sky there. David Noble's got an iPhone. So I need to get an iPhone. I need to switch over to iPhone. But, you know, I've just always been a PC guy, always been an Android guy. And so, but one of these days I'm going to get smart and get an iPhone. I'll figure it out. So you'll have some better photos that you're going to tweet out and post on X, I imagine.
Absolutely. At LectureFan, LCTRFAN. Don't miss it.
Hey, there was, man, like a month or two ago, David, you came in and we were playing some 90s music. We used it as a reference for something that came up in conversation, and you were like, man, I missed that music from the 90s. I don't know if it was
No, you played a Third Eye Blind song.
It was Third
song.
Eye Blind, yeah.
And I can't remember what.
How's it going to be? Or no, it was something else, wasn't it?
No, it was, but you've done it a couple of times, Aaron, where there'll be something that comes up and it reminds you of an old song and you'll play that song. And then inevitably, I end up listening to the entire album, you know, later that day.
Well, I had another throwback. I don't know if you liked the Smashing Pumpkins back in the 90s at all, but just even the first 15 seconds of this song, I forget, I think I was at the gym or something, and all of a sudden this song came on. I was like, oh man, I got to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. David Noble playing this throwback for him, and then I meant to do it like 2 weeks ago, and I totally forgot. Let me see. You got to wait for it a little bit here. Did it cut out on me? What the heck is going on here? Oh, there. This is not working out. See, I should have queued it up ahead of time. But you know that song.
Oh,
you know?
It's classic. You gotta wait.
Why is it like cutting out? It's like clipping out on me. It's like it keeps restarting. I want the part where it starts rocking out here.
Right.
It'll get there at some point, maybe. Okay, there we go. Okay, all right. So we can rock out to that one anyway, while the hot air balloons are going up in the sky here. All right, what do you got for like a woke update of the week or something like that this morning?
I've got a big woke update of the week, which is, of course, it's coming from Mom Donnie. Our friend Mom Donnie in New York City is maybe going to be giving us a lot of woke updates.
Yeah.
Maybe going to give us a lot of woke updates here over there. But this one is actually a little bit disturbing. It actually is comments on domestic violence, which is a pretty serious thing. And so, you know, we like to have fun with the woke updates. Like we were talking about how you're not supposed to use nieces and nephews anymore. You're supposed to refer to them as nibblings because nieces and nephews is, you know, you're gendering them and you really shouldn't do that. So we like to have fun with it. This was actually serious. This communist mayoral candidate, Zohran Mamdani, said that he doesn't believe that the police should respond to domestic violence. What he said, I mean, he was literally asked about police, because this guy's a defund the police. I mean, he's one of these communist defund the police guys. He was asked about domestic violence issues, and he literally said, police do not create safety. There are so many responsibilities we've given to police, frankly, should have nothing to do with their departments. If somebody's going through domestic violence, there are different situations that would be far better handled by people trained to deal with those situations, as opposed to a police officer with a gun. And it's like, actually, you know what, Mamdani? A lot of domestic violence situations are life or death situations. We do want cops showing up with guns.
That's
Thank
right.
you very much.
And by the way, tell us you're a radical Islamist without telling us you're a radical Islamist.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area for today, we're looking at high temperature readings to stay in the mid-80s in Bozeman, around 90 in the Billings area. For tonight, mainly clear skies. Overnight lows in the mid-50s in Bozeman to about 63 in Billings. Then on Friday, with partly to mostly sunny conditions, high temperatures will boost up in the lower to middle 90s over the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Okay, I can't even keep up anymore. The Trump Justice Department is going to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell, the girlfriend imprisoned as a sexual predator of the late Jeffrey Epstein. A judge has rejected the Trump administration's request to release grand jury transcripts. The Wall Street Journal reporting yesterday that AG Pam Bondi briefed Trump on the fact that his name shows up several times in the Epstein files, which may mean absolutely nothing. A lot of this may simply be hearsay. It doesn't mean he did anything wrong. I'm sure Bill Clinton's name is in that, too. And President Trump ordered a criminal probe of Barack Obama over matters dating to 2016, an election he won, and declared him guilty of the horrible crime of treason, Obama dismissing that as ridiculous. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this woke update of the week, this is important that we talk about this in more depth here, because I think we casually referenced it maybe last week and later on in the morning in like the 8 o'clock hour or something like that. But here was the audio. I think it was the DailyWire.com. Matt Walsh, the great Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire, exposed all these far-left socialist communist Democrat mayoral candidates, including the Somali guy now running for socialist mayor of Minneapolis. But this was the audio that was exposed. I think the Washington Free Beacon actually exposed this. Here is Mamdani, in his own words, talking, you know, bashing the police.
Police do not create safety. For many, many people across this city and this state, police actually create and amplify violence. And it is very important to speak about that reality that many people have, because it pushes up against the conventional understanding of police, who are seen to be people who come to resolve violence. But I mean, you just look at the history of the NYPD and you see that we have invested in a system that functions in many ways to punish poor black and brown people across this city and across the state and frankly across this country. And there are so many responsibilities we have given to police that frankly should have nothing to do with their departments. A homeless person is on a train. They do not need a stranger with a gun to come and resolve that situation. If somebody is jaywalking, if somebody is surviving, going through domestic violence, if there are so many different differences.
Yeah, there you go. There he is. This guy is an absolute nut job.
There's about five or six different things you said that were just nuts in that.
Yeah. I remember when we played that audio clip, and I forget what hour it was, but you never know what we're going to talk about on the show, because the calls will dictate, the messages will dictate. But I remember we had some great messages that came in from law enforcement officers, and they said that actually, like, the most dangerous situations that men and women in law enforcement or first responders will face are domestic violence situations.
Well, yeah, because a lot of times somebody's being held at gunpoint. Somebody's locked in the bathroom with the kids, and they're being held at gunpoint or knife point. It's a life or death situation. I mean, to suggest that the police with guns shouldn't show up to domestic violence, instead we should send, social workers. I'm not sure how a social worker is going to help out when somebody's being held at gunpoint.
Yeah. Actually, now I remember what it was. We had Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter join us on the show. We were talking about, the ICE holds in the Cascade County Detention Center, and then this one kind of randomly came up, and he was the one who made the point that, yes, the most dangerous situation our law enforcement officers face are domestic violence situations. And so...
What would possess somebody to compare domestic violence to jaywalking, which is what he just did? That's what he did.
Again... tell us you're a radical Islamist without telling us you're a radical Islamist. I mean, not only that, but so Sam Faddis, former CIA operations officer, said that Mamdani is a part of the same radical sect of Islam that the terrorists running Iran right now are a part of. And so, why would a guy who's a radical Islamist communist in New York City say, well, maybe we don't need police responding to domestic violence? For those who don't know, they don't treat women well at all in places like Iran. And they think it's, frankly, the terrorists in Tehran are so despicable that if a woman is raped, they blame the woman. And disgusting. So, and then now you got Mom Donnie saying, well, we don't need police showing up for domestic violence disputes.
No, those Ayatollahs in charge of Iran, they literally will justify it. They say it's okay for men to beat their wives. I mean, that's what they believe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these people
are disgusting.
These people are nuts. The Hamas terrorists. Did you see Mahmoud Khalil? This could be another woke update. So CNN was interviewing Mahmoud Khalil. He's not even a U.S. citizen. He was here on a student visa, went to Columbia University. He's a graduate. Got his whole university paid for at Columbia. Wow, that'd be nice if American citizens got that, not some non-citizens. And then the guy is orchestrating these anti-Jewish, activities on campus. And then CNN does an interview with him. He refuses to condemn Hamas, a terrorist organization. And CNN, like, even Wolf Blitzer still bails out Mahmoud Khalil, as the Daily Caller reports.
You know, John Jackson had a tweet about this that I totally agreed with, which is that if we were a serious country, he would have been deported a long time ago. I mean, if you don't... Okay, I mean, I've filled out lots of immigration forms going into other countries, coming back to the U.S. A lot of these immigration forms will ask you, do you support the overthrow of this government or that government? Do you support... Are you a member of any organizations that support the overthrow of this government or that government? Are you a member of any terrorist organizations and things like that? You've got a non-citizen here refusing to condemn Hamas. That should be automatically, boom, you're deported. You're immediately deported.
Yeah, he was asked about this type of stuff on the documents. It's just like Mom Donnie. Mom Donnie was brought into this country. Now, Mom Donnie was brought in as a legal immigrant and eventually got his citizenship. But based on Mom Donnie's public support for communism, he lied on his N-400
right.
immigration
and should
forms.
Be denaturalized.
And should be denaturalized. He lied on the documents.
Well, doesn't that just kind of go to show you that, you know, maybe we ought to be a little bit closer look at who we're making citizens? Why would we make somebody a U.S. citizen when they believe in the overthrow and the overturning of the U.S. Constitution, like Mom Donnie does? So we're literally making people who want to overthrow our Constitution into American citizens? Excuse me?
Yeah. I forget how the name came up. Sam Fattis. I mentioned Sam Fattis, former CIA operations officer. I was chatting with some friends about him last night because he was recently on Bannon's War Room. He was on the Bannon War Room talking about the Obama central role in the Russia hoax and the coup against Donald J. Trump. But remember, Sam Fattis is the one. Remember when those caravans were coming north from Central and South America? Sam Fattis, I had him on the show. He says, yeah, they're all being funded by Iran vis-a-vis Venezuela. It's in the open source news accounts in Latin America right now.
This is House Call for Health. With summer fun around every corner, it's important to stay safe if you drink. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism warns too much alcohol can have serious consequences. On land, one-third of traffic fatalities are linked to drunk driving. And vacationing in an unknown area can bring added risks as you navigate unfamiliar routes or if you're towing a camper or boat. In the water, more than 30% of drowning deaths in the U.S. involve blood alcohol levels of 0.10% or higher. A boater with 0.08% is 14 times more likely to be killed in a boating accident than someone who's not drinking. And more drownings happen in July than any other time of year, according to the Institute. With all that in mind, they suggest having a designated driver. Don't drink on an empty stomach. Make sure you're hydrated and protected from the sun. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Who was there in 1999 for the Halloween night fire in Outlook, Montana? It was local commercial radio stations pumping out important emergency information. Who was there recently when a fire nearly took out several homes in Malta, Montana? It was a local commercial radio station. No offense, it wasn't PBS or NPR. That's part of what we talked about on Wednesday's Montana Talks. What are we going to talk about Thursday? Why don't you tell us? Phone lines are open. Montana Talks.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
The calf market was $20 higher this week on the Northern Livestock Video Summertime Classic compared to their sale held back in June. But the heifer market was at least $30 higher from their June sale. Ty Thompson tells us a lot of factors at play in that heifer market.
Heifers would be $30 higher than they were in June on these light calves. The heifer demand is good, and it's the first time that I've seen on these light calves where if there's no replacements kept, even though they're a lighter calf, a lot of people are trying to buy them for replacements. But the interesting thing about that is the feeders are taking the replacement buyers out. 450-pound heifer, near $5 a pound, 500-pound heifer, just a smooth 500-pound heifer, all the way up to 4 1/4. So one string of no-brand, 470-pound heifers, they brought 480 a pound.
Sharing a few more of those heifer prices from this week's sale. The 5 1/2 to 6 1/4 weight heifers priced at $3.35 to $3.93. 6 1/2 to 7 weight heifers, $3.15 up to $3.50. 7 1/2 to 8 1/4 weight heifers, $2.85 to $3.44. With the 8 1/2 to 935 weight heifer calves priced at $2.91 to $3.35. Again, an impressive sale for the Northern Livestock Video Auction this week. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I didn't even know Wolf Blitzer was still on CNN. I didn't even know Wolf Blitzer was still there. Speaking of throwbacks to the 90s, Wolf Blitzer on CNN. All right, so here's the story that David and I were one of the stories David and I were talking about before the break here. Mahmoud Khalil refuses to condemn the Hamas terrorists, because let's be clear from the outset here, Hamas is responsible for the slaughter of innocent Israelis, but Hamas is also responsible for the deaths of Palestinians as well. These are the terrorist dirtbags that use women and children as human shields. But anyway, here you go. Fox and Friends yesterday had the audio, and then maybe later in the morning I'll play some of their reaction, but I want to get David Noble's reaction to this here as well.
Just to be clear here, though, do you specifically condemn Hamas, a designated terrorist organization in the United States, not just for their actions on October 7th?
I condemn the killing of all civilians, full stop. I'm very clear with condemning all civilians. I'm very straight in my position in that part. But it's disingenuous to ask about condemning Hamas while Palestinians are the ones being starved now by Israel.
The Trump administration has claimed that you are a Hamas sympathizer. So it's very important to actually ask that question in this broad conversation.
Yeah, I simply asked and protested the war in Palestine. It's always, as I said, disingenuous and absurd to ask such questions when literally 62,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel.
What a dirtbag. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here. This guy is an absolute dirtbag.
I mean, I
get this guy out of our country.
He's either possessed by a demon, he's a satanic, he's a devil worshiper. This is just pure evil. And you notice one of the things that he said in there is he said he was asked to condemn Hamas, which is an organization and an ideology, and he instead says, I condemn the killing of civilians, which is an act. That's not an organization or an ideology. So, and he was asked directly, do you condemn Hamas? He refused to do it, which means by deductive reasoning and deductive logic, what that means is he does not condemn Hamas. He supports Hamas. He's a terrorist sympathizer. There's no question about it. And then he made the Freudian slip where he said, I condemn all civilians.
You and I were both laughing at that part. We're like, whoa, I don't think that was a slip of the tongue here Mahmoud.
And it's like, look, if you support Hamas like he does, you do condemn all civilians because they believe in killing civilians. And then he wants to complain about dead Palestinians. Look, I want to complain about dead Palestinians too. That's why I'm so mad at Hamas. That's why I condemn Hamas, is because I don't want any dead Palestinians. But when Hamas engages in a terrorist attack against Israel, and then Israel's like, okay, well, we're going to bomb you, and then Hamas is like, oh, okay, well, here's all of the women and children right above our military installations, and then Israel's like, well, unfortunately, we have to bomb that because you're using that to rape and murder and do all this horrible stuff. Look, sorry, that's on Hamas, not Israel.
Not only that, but Israel bends over backwards to protect women and children. Hamas uses women and children as human shields. They will slaughter their own people just so they can blame it on Israel or the West. And then they cook the books. They come up with these fake, phony numbers that have been documented as outright lies. But you get the UN and these fake, phony media outlets that parrot their lies, parrot the Hamas propaganda. And it's absolute garbage. And they're just as much a trash as this guy is.
Yeah, well said.
Let's see. Oh, I kind of got a woke update of the week for you here as well. David, do you know who Senator Mazie Hirono is?
She's one of the worst.
Mazie Hirono, you know, the Democrat out of Hawaii. This was a Fox News headline from earlier this morning, and I was like, ooh, we got a woke update of the week here. Many of them, as always. Senator Hirono slammed after suggesting anti-DEI lawmakers doubt her trustworthiness because she's a minority. So always the victim, David. Always the victim.
Well, that was the other thing that Mom Donnie guy said when he, because my original woke update was him talking about, you know, how he doesn't believe police officers should ever respond to domestic violence incidents. And it's like one of the things he said in there, too, was then, you know, I don't support the police because they go after black and brown people. It's like, yo, you don't know the Billings Police Department or the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office. They've shot a lot of white guys recently.
Yeah. And they're not all white guys on the Billings Police Department either. Go see my buddy Little Rock.
Right.
They call him Little Rock because, he's yoked. The guy's a freaking beast. Sergeant Stovall. Well, actually, I think both of them are yoked, the Stovall brothers. But no relation to Turk Stovall, though.
Yeah, but I just thought it was disgusting that Mom Donnie wanted to turn that the police issue into a racial issue. And it's like, Mom Donnie, like, what's your obsession with race? Your housing policy is to try to, like, you know, attack white people, and now your police policy is about race, too? Like, this guy's a racist.
Well, he's an intersectionalist. He is here to divide Americans on everything because he wants to destroy the United States of America and transform it into something else, into a communist country. So he has to cause division everywhere. That's why radical Islamic Mamdani can also wave a rainbow flag. Right now, we might have some guests joining us in studio here. One of these hot air balloons looks like they're going to land on the roof. Oh, they're descending now. They might be landing.
It's coming directly for us, Aaron. Coming right at us.
If you're on Montana Avenue in Billings, you might have a rooftop visitor here in just a second, because that thing is going right down towards Montana Avenue.
And then there's the yellow one down over there that is actually hitting the dust right now.
Yeah, it's landing somewhere, yeah. But man, look at that little bucket seat. Yeah, that's a cool one. Is that it's a Riverton, Wyoming hot air balloon. It's got kind of almost like a, you know, a Charlie Brown, you know, pattern. Who was the kid on Charlie Brown that had the jagged T-shirt? Was that Charlie Brown himself, or was it one of the other guys? Who knows? Anyway,
I wonder what's more intense though, do what they're doing right now about the run into this building, or flying on the Blue Angels.
Okay. I was like, okay, they're above power lines. Yeah. You know what? You know what's funny? I would be more afraid to be in a hot air balloon than I would be to fly with the Blue Angels. And I can speak from experience of flying with the Blue Angels. But, in fact, I was joking with Caden. I was like, Caden, you should go get – holy cow, look at how close that thing's coming right now.
I'm worried about the integrity of this building.
They might land in the parking lot of the DoubleTree Hotel right now. Wow.
They'll probably
give it a little more gas here in just a second.
I can't imagine that they had planned to be that close to the building. I mean, it's like it's like 20 feet away.
I got to get video of this now. Hold on here, just a second. See, we're so easily distracted. Look, here it comes. Here we come.
They are giving it some more air, it looks like. Now it's coming back.
This is a genius move by Riverton, Wyoming. Riverton, Wyoming's like, okay, if we really want publicity, we are going to go within 50, 20 feet of the DoubleTree Hotel and get a live mention on Montana Talks. Holy cow.
It looks like it's even getting closer now, too.
Might just, yeah. No, it's clear. They cleared us. All right. They're free and clear. Yep, clear.
Well,
the
we're on this corner of the building, though. That's
yeah. They're enough around right there. Yeah.
I mean, they're one wind gust away, though.
That's some like Blue Angels, like getting close to the wingtip there.
Got to get the Blue Angels out with the hot air balloons.
Oh man, holy cow, man! I'm so excited for the Yellowstone International Air Show.
2026.
Next summer, 2026. I posted a photo from me in the back seat with the Blue Angels back in 2023 because I was so excited yesterday morning about next year's air show. But the reason I was so excited is because Warrior Taste Fest in Bozeman, benefiting Warriors in Quiet Waters, is coming up in September, and we're going to have an incredible auction and as part of the Warrior Taste Fest event. But the Yellowstone International Air Show, we'll talk more about it as the event gets closer, but they've got an incredible Blue Angels package that they have donated.
Awesome.
Meet and greet the Blue Angels, see them when they first land. But then not a Blue Angels flight, but one of the incredible stunt flights, stunt pilots. You can win a ride-along with those guys, and that's going to be part of the... So we just confirmed that with our friend Jake Penwell. So that's why I was so excited yesterday. I'm like, man, this is awesome.
I'm excited to go again. I love air shows, especially the Blue Angel.
Man, that was incredible.
Hiring.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, David, the video should be uploading right now. Yeah, while we were talking live on the air, and that balloon was like right next to the tower, I just posted a photo on X, x.com/AaronFlint. And the video may be up and rolling right now. It'll be there soon. But, yeah, I got a note. One of our listeners, Marine Corps veteran Ryan, was listening in, and he just sent me a funny message. He's like, oh, yeah, I saw that thing was really close to the building.
And then you're in here playing Top Gun, Top Gun movie clips while we're listening to commercials.
How could you not play this? I wonder if they ordered the balloon to return to base after the flyby of the tower here.
RTB.
Yeah. This is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
No, ma'am. This is not a good idea. Sorry, Goose, but it's time to bust the tower.
All right. Yeah, I wonder what their conversation was like. They had to. I'll bet you. Now we got to follow up with the Riverton balloon. They had to be having the same conversation. We're crusting a flyby of the tower. How could you not do that inside that little canvas bucket, little wicker basket they're sitting in right now?
You know what I like about Top Gun is there's all of these reels on Instagram that's a video of a guy riding a bike, and it shows like, what it looks like, and it's a guy riding a bike, and then it says what it feels like, and then it's all these clips from Top Gun of like the, air fighter jets taking off from the, and I'm like, that's exactly what it feels like when you're riding your bike and you're going fast. You might as well, you feel like you're in a jet fighter.
Yeah, that's right. you know what I saw, David, was toxic masculinity right there. Masculinity. Hey, speaking of the air show, I couldn't resist but mention the Yellowstone International Air Show next summer. We got Jake Penwell on the phone lines. Jake, what's going on, man?
One thing I won't do is get in one of those hot air balloons because they scare me. I would be more than happy to jump in a plane and do some goofy things, but those hot air balloons, man, those are the risk takers right there. And I think it's clearly defined by, 15 feet, 10 feet outside your front window.
If I had a parachute, I was talking with Caden about this. I barely missed my chance. We were like 2 days late when I was in Korea for a military exercise. We thought we were going to get to jump a parachute out of a hot air balloon, but we missed it. If I had a parachute, I'd be all about it. But no parachute, no balloon for me. I'll try to go bum another ride from the Blue Angels, I think.
I do always give you a hard time that, I'm a pilot myself, and I love flying the planes, but I'm not silly enough to jump out of them. And you're another one of those crazy guys jumping out of those planes out of a perfectly good airplane. It's just, it's wild. But, could not be more excited about Yellowstone International Air Show coming up next summer. I love that you're dropping little lines here and there about the air show. And I am incredibly excited to offer that opportunity for Warriors in Quiet Waters. And if anybody wants to look it up, get a little preview of what that item might be. Brad Worsten is the pilot that does the flip-flops in that little plane. And he was actually, and I shared this with you a little earlier, Aaron, he's the guy that when we had the Viper F-16 Viper demo pilot in our spot, our area where we were watching the air show, and I was just showing her a little bit about what's going on at the air show, and she was talking to us. And that happened to be when Brad Worsten was doing his routine at the air show. And, of course, the F-16 demo pilot, I mean, she does some incredible maneuvers. She actually does more Gs than the Blue Angels do, or at least sustained Gs, than the Blue Angels do in their demo. And so she's an incredible pilot herself, and she pointed out at the airfield and said, that guy's crazy. So to have a demo pilot look at that guy and say, he's nuts, I think is a pretty big deal. So you're getting the best of the best out of Brad Worsten.
And that's what's going to be, that's what all is going to be a part of that incredible auction package. Yeah, you're hearing about it here first. You know, some of our friends at Warriors and Quiet Waters may not even have known that thing's been locked in yet. But Jake Penn, well, big thanks to you and Matthew McDonald and the whole crew. Because, yeah, that's going to be an incredible auction item for Warrior Taste Fest coming up in Bozeman in September. All right, Jake, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Back to it here with David Noble in with us here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Anton and Billings messaged us on the Montana Talks. We were talking about the Obama-Russia hoax earlier and all these documents that show how Obama clearly orchestrated this coup against the president of the United States, his successor. Anton says this, Aaron, I am okay with Obama skating clear of any charges. History will judge them. That's what Anton and Billings says. Now, John Jackson earlier in the week, he said very clearly, guys, for those of you who think that Obama will ever be charged for the crimes that he committed, ain't going to happen. Sounds like that's what a lot of legal experts are saying. They're saying, well, Trump will probably defer to presidential immunity for Obama. But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul are all saying, okay, even if Obama gets a presidential immunity pass, Brennan, Clapper, the rest of them will not. Your thoughts, David?
Well, a couple of things. Number one is a lot of that stuff is going to be past the statute of limitations just because of how old those crimes were. Second of all, I think you're right about the presidential immunity aspect of it. But even if there wasn't presidential immunity, it's always the Republicans that want to be the bigger person and not charge our political opponents with crimes. And in fact, Donald Trump, of course, I watch the Donald Trump show almost every day on YouTube because he's doing these press conferences. He's doing meetings that are open to the public almost every single day. And if he's not doing a full-blown press conference or a meeting, you know, he's answering questions on his way to the plane or the helicopter. He's just an incredibly transparent president. But one of the things he said recently, Aaron, was how he made the decision to not charge Hillary Clinton with crimes when he won in 2016. And Hillary Clinton had committed crimes as well.
Of course.
And so
very clearly.
Very
yeah.
obvious. Numerous crimes, right? And so but that's
blatant crimes too, not just, oh, I screwed up, I sent something I shouldn't have. Like
right.
Blatant.
But then from Trump's perspective, it's like, okay, so he was the bigger person and he said, look, for the betterment of the country, you know, just to move on because look, Donald Trump wanted to focus on trying to implement his agenda, not on, you know, prosecuting Hillary Clinton for her obvious crimes. But yet, how was he repaid? How was he repaid for that magnanimity and everything else? Tough word there. But no, I mean, seriously, how was he repaid? He was repaid by literal hoaxes made up against him, criminal charges filed against him that were made up, spying on him, this entire Russia, Trump-Russia hoax that was then used to ultimately try to impeach him and throw him out of office. And that was the repayment he got for being the bigger person and not charging Hillary Clinton with crime.
Because, again, you can't trust these folks. They despise you. They hate you. They have a different view of America. John McCain was beloved by the media and beloved by some Democrats until he became the Republican nominee for president. And they stabbed him in the back.
Same with
Mitt
Romney.
They would stab any of you in the back. They will stab fellow Democrats in the back, you know, for not following their woke party line agenda. I thought it was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, but it was actually Ted Cruz was the soundbite I was looking for here. So when it comes to Obama's role orchestrating and faking the intelligence to justify the Russia hoax. Let's see. Earlier in the week, President Trump went so far as to accuse former President Obama of treason. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was on with Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham angle last night, talking about how the prosecution process could begin.
He's not going to be prosecuted in all likelihood for treason, but where the criminal liability will start is with members of the Obama administration who went under oath before Congress and lied, flat out lied. We know Jim Clapper has lied.
All right, Jim Clapper, what about Brennan, who, by the way, Brennan admitted being a communist, yet somehow got into the CIA during the Carter years. And then, of course, the Democrats made him the CIA director. He was behind the Russia hoax. He was behind the lies about the Hunter Biden laptop, the 51 spies who lied. Brennan was key there. Here is what Kentucky Senator Rand Paul had to say about Brennan.
He picked the analyst that would ultimately be with him, you know, to create this narrative. And yet he lied to Congress. I think without question, they can get him on lying to Congress.
All right, David Noble, your thoughts.
Well, this is the one that I saw John Jackson tweeted out. Perjury is a 5-year statute of limitations. So you've got to file criminal charges within 5 years of them committing perjury. That was a lot longer than 5 years ago that Brennan had lied to Congress. So I don't understand how you prosecute him with the statute of limitations being passed. But the mere fact that this is coming out now, because, I mean, here's the thing, Aaron. We all knew. We already knew this. I mean, me and you and anybody that's been
paying attention. This just confirms what we already knew. Yeah.
Right. But we knew it because we've been paying attention. We use deductive reasoning. We look at the totality of the circumstances. We're not one of these people. Like on the left, they don't believe something unless CNN tells it to them. You know, they won't believe something unless there's a study that says it. You know, it's like you could tell them, you know, hey, you know, the sky is blue. Oh yeah, what's your source? What's your source for that? You know, that's the kind of attitude they have.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's actually been proven and actually reported now is important, and hopefully a lot of people finally realize about how truly horrible that was, what they did to Donald Trump with the fake Russia. And of course it went to Obama. It's like you're not going to have the intelligence agencies and everybody else like spying on a presidential candidate and a president and running a hoax on them like that without the president knowing. Come on.
David, I don't think we've gotten your take yet on the Hunter Biden podcast. The beep, 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 beep. I will spare folks the beeps. We had enough beeps yesterday on the show and the day before. But I want to get your take on the Hunter Biden podcast and the Obama bros and so much more. Stand by.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month. Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months and equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
Disgraced talk show host Ellen DeGeneres blames Trump for her U.S. exodus. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't vote for Trump so the annoying loudmouth liberal celebrities would leave the country, but it's certainly a perk, especially in the case of known bully and disgraced talk show host Ellen DeGeneres. She told the BBC that while her and her wife's adventure to the UK countryside was intended to be part-time, after Trump won the election last November, they decided to make it permanent. Lucky us. The same sentiment goes to her pal Rosie O'Donnell, who also fled the greatest country on the face of the earth due to an election that didn't go her way. Rosie, of course, moved to Ireland, and we all hope she stays there. But there's something pretty ironic about the places these celebrities chose to flee to. They are in Europe and to places that are predominantly white and highly developed. They aren't going to Haiti, Somalia, or the Gaza Strip. Funny how that works, isn't it? Regardless, the USA is better without them in it. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area for today, we're looking at high temperature readings to stay in the mid-80s in Bozeman, around 90 in the Billings area. For tonight, mainly clear skies. Overnight lows in the mid-50s in Bozeman to about 63 in Billings. Then on Friday, with partly to mostly sunny conditions, high temperatures will boost up in the lower to middle 90s over the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Crawfish, crawdads, crayfish, call them what you want, but you got to check out these monsters in the Clark Fork River in western Montana. Holy cow, these things are huge. They look like lobsters. Red lobster, that's right, Jerry. That story posted with photos. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, when it comes to driving in Montana, running into a beast is oftentimes the nature of the beast. 30,000.
MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I've got the audio of this as well, but I'll save it for the 8 or the 9 o'clock hours of this show because I want to hear, free up some more time for David Noble here because we just got a quick few minutes left to the show here. But the DailyWire.com has this. Tom Homan delivers brutal roast of the former first drug addict, Hunter Biden. Yeah, this Hunter Biden podcast. David, what's been your take all week here?
Well, first of all, I find the F words that he was using just so distasteful and unprofessional. And frankly, it's something that I try to not swear like that. And when other people do it, it's very off-putting to me. And so that alone is a problem. But the actual substance of what he was saying is despicable in and of itself. It's the same Democrat line that we've heard over and over again, basically like, hey, we have to have these illegal aliens because who else are we going to be able to take advantage of? Who else can we, you know, employ for low wages and mistreat them in the employment? And who else is going to do the roofing jobs here in Billings and work 15 hours a day for dirt pay other than these? And it's like, how revolting. You've got illegal aliens living 20 people to a house here in Billings, and they're up there doing roofs 16 hours a day for dirt pay, and they're getting taken advantage of by these roofing companies, and then you're going to have people like Hunter Biden say, hey, no, we got to keep them there and into those positions where they're the owner of the roofing company it literally owns the house where 20 illegal aliens live, and they're putting those illegal alien crew members to work all across Billings doing roofs every day and then for dirt pay.
And then undercutting the guy with the honest business,
correct,
paying an honest wage,
correct,
to honest actual citizens gets,
yeah,
undercut.
And then here, Hunter Biden, here's an answer to your question about who's going to do those jobs if we don't have illegal aliens so we can. Here's who's going to do them, Hunter Biden. Somebody that has insurance. That would be nice. Somebody who can legally do the job and has insurance. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, and I think it was the Federalist the New York Post had a great article by Kyra Davis, and she nailed it, that it shows and it highlights, this isn't just about Hunter Biden and the crackhead that he is, but what he shows is symbolic of really the mainstay Democrat Party right now. They are the party of the elites, and, you know, that's why the rant I went on yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour was, you know, the Democrats gerrymandered legislative districts here in Montana, and what did they do? They chopped up these legislative districts like pizza pies out of the university districts to deliberately erode the rural vote, to deliberately erode the suburb vote, if that's what you want to call it. They didn't want, you know, Belgrade and Three Forks and Manhattan and Wilsall and White Sulphur and these other places to have a voice and immigrant and these other. They want the elitists that live in these university district neighborhoods to have the power and to have the voice. And so they are the party of the elites, plain and simple. That's why they don't give a damn about people in Colstrip or miners in Butte, because they're the party of the elites. And they just assume, well, because they're a bunch of trustafarian trust fund brats, that everybody else will be, yeah, fine, too, if your job goes
well,
away.
Think about it, Aaron. Who can afford an electric vehicle that costs $100,000 and get a $7,500 tax credit, which the Democrats pass? You know who can? Rich elite people can afford $100,000 EVs and get a $7,500 tax. You know who, Aaron, can afford to have their electricity bill double over the month? Because we've got a bunch of windmills and solar panels, rich people can afford that. Rich people, elite people, they don't worry if their electricity bill doubles. You know, I do, though. You do. We all do. But the elites don't. So Democrats don't care if your electricity bill doubles so that we can have a bunch of windmills and solar panels.
I might have been able to afford an EV, but I'd rather have a camper and a pontoon boat, frankly. Amen to that. I meant to get you all fired up about climate change and the climate alarmists. Did you hear the forecast for precipitation is much better now for the Flathead in northwest Montana? So the lake levels are going to be better in August than they assumed. The climate alarmists are going to be pissed because they wanted that to be their climate change.
Well, yeah, and we've had a very cold sort of wet spring and summer and no wildfires. And it's just, you know, it's not consistent with what the Democrats have been telling us. You know, they can't predict the weather for 3 days from now, but they'll tell us, oh, we know exactly what the weather is going to be in 30 years if we don't, you know, get rid of those SUVs and go all EVs and put windmills and solar panels up on the crazies and things like that.
I knew we'd get them fired up. Unfortunately, we're out of time and he's got to run.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Seat.
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.